This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW. For a couple of weeks in June, and perhaps for the first time ever, LA will be the center of the American theater. No, really. You should make plans, buy tickets, get a sitter. It should be really amazing. So what's happening? Short answer, the TCG Conference, Radar LA, the National Asian American Theater Festival, and the Hollywood Fringe. All from June 14th through the 26th. TCG is short for Theater Communications Group, and their big annual confab is attended by a who's who of American nonprofit theater. This is the event's 50th anniversary, and for the first time, Los Angeles is the host city. It's a big deal for us, and it's especially cool that instead of being hosted by one of our larger theaters, Center Theater Group or the Geffen, it's the tiny but spunky LA Stage Alliance that's putting it on. That says something good about the health of the broader LA theater community. So everybody who's anybody in theater is going to be in LA this summer. What are they going to see? The offshoot of the TCG conference is a brand new international theater festival called Radar LA. It's the West Coast spin-off of New York's Under the Radar Festival, a sort of hipster downtown event that takes over the public theater every January. The LA version will focus on local theater as well as work from Latin America and the Pacific Rim. In all, there are 15 companies presenting work, half from LA and the other half from Austin, Texas, Mexico, Chile, Australia, and Japan. Home base for the festival is Red Cat in downtown LA. The work from LA is mostly remounts of pieces already seen here. That's a mixed blessing for Angelinos. While it shifts some of the excitement to the imports, it does give the LA audience a chance to see work they might have missed first time around. Shows like Bruzy and Willie by Poor Dog Group and Moving Art's The Car Plays, LA Stories, which take place in or around cars. My early picks for shows coming from out of town would be a production by the Rude Max, a witty, irreverent company from Austin, Texas. LA audiences might have caught them years ago at UCLA doing Lipstick Traces. Their current piece is called The Method Gun, about an acting method called The Approach. There's also a Japanese piece called Shellfish, Hot Pepper, Air Conditioner, and The Farewell Speech. How can you miss a show with a title like that? What's exciting is the festival is scheduled like a festival. Shows start at 2 in the afternoon and run through the evening. With any luck, the bar at Red Cat may become, for a moment, that most elusive of LA commodities, a theater bar for audiences and performers to continue the conversation after the show. And I haven't even gotten to the second annual Hollywood Fringe or the National Asian American Theater Festival or all the other shows already happening around LA. Trust me, these 2 weeks in June are going to be exciting. Don't miss them. It all happens in LA from June 14th to the 26th. For info on this summer's LA Theater Palooza, text the word curtain to 69866. This is Anthony Burns, opening the curtain on LA Theater for KCRW.